Hello everyone and welcome back to the Nimitoye Show. Thank you for tuning in. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Nimi and today I have a guest with me on the show and his name is Mr. Ayorafel, and this is not his first time here actually. So if you're tuning in for the first time, you can go listen to the episode on self-leadership. It did justice to that topic. And for the sake of my new listeners, Mr. Ayorafel is a friend, a brother, a coach, and he's the president of Bold and Dynamic Rulers Initiative. He's a speaker, he's a writer, event host, and a nation builder. You're welcome, Mr. Ayorafel.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, so I'm very excited to have you again on the show, and thank you for agreeing to do this with me. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm very well, and actually, I'm always privileged being here.
Okay, are you ready for us today?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so guys, we're going to be talking about love thyself, which apparently means self-love, and then let's get down to business. So my first question to you is, what does it mean to love oneself? That is basically what is self-love.
All right. Thank you very much, Miss Nimi. I feel the topic itself already defines the whole concept of what the definition should look like. Self-love should definitely mean loving yourself.
Okay.
A lot of people are more familiar with the concept of loving other people. We feel it is a moral justice when we do that. I care about other people. I put other people before myself. I reach out to people and everything. But even the good book says, love your neighbor as yourself. If I am a good English student, that should teach me that the only way I can love other people well is to love myself. So there is no way I can love other people properly if I had not loved myself adequately. Now, doing something properly is doing it well enough, but doing something adequately is doing it to its best. Doing it to a level where it is not falling short of anything. So I have to have given myself the picture of what it means to experience something to be able to practically, you know, do it for others. If I would ask you, Ma, to help me sweep my room just as you swept yours, your room must have been the picture by to which I am requesting you to sweep mine. So it is how much you love yourself that even the good book is encouraging us to love other people. So I believe self-love in its whole context is actually we accepting ourselves. You accept other people by loving them, regardless of their shortcomings or whatever mistake it is they've actually done in the past or had. So it is also now we accepting ourselves. We are accepting our mistakes. We are accepting our shortcomings. We are accepting whatever it is that we feel is, in quotes now, not good enough, you know, to the outside world. Yeah. We accepting it. We loving ourselves and not wanting to be other people.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I love the fact that you actually emphasized on self-acceptance, like you accepting yourself for who you are. So far, you can do that to other people. You should be able to extend the same love to yourself. Okay, moving forward, what is the difference between self-love and self-esteem? Because I think people try to confuse those two phrases. So what do you think is the difference between self-love and self-esteem?
All right, thank you very much. Self-esteem is a process in the journey of self-love.
Okay.
Self-esteem, like we all know it, is actually in two ways. People do have low self-esteem and people do have high self-esteem. Mm. Now, when you have a high self-esteem for yourself, it is you just placing yourself to be important enough. Now, let me give you an example. For someone like me, when you were reading my bow earlier, you made mention of the fact that I was an event host. Now you go to event as an event host that I am, and people give me this list of people that they want me to call to the high table, and they write things like very esteemed guest. Now, those are people that are okay, everybody are actually very important, but this set of people are placed on the very high level of, you know, respect in a sense. Excuse me. So that means that when you have a high self-esteem for yourself, it is you placing yourself to a very high level of respect for yourself. So when you have a low self-esteem, it means you see other people as being more important, more gracious, more yes than yourself. So that context means when I am in a place and there are educated fellows, I don't see myself as less. I see myself as the best. I see myself as, you know, those things that are more positive about you, that you try to just make people see, not in a proud manner, not in an egoistic manner, for example, but in a very humble way of just expressing it, that no, I am the best at this. I'm a better person. I am a respected person. I know what I know. I know what I'm doing, you know, things like that, that push you towards the realization of the fact that you actually have a very high self-esteem. So self-esteem is just a journey. I mean, it's a process rather in the journey of self-love. Self-esteem is not self-love.
Okay.
Self-esteem is not self-love. It's just a process in the journey of self-love. So when you have a high self-esteem, it helps, you know, you grow in the journey of self-love. When you have a high self-esteem, but when you have a low self-esteem, then that means you still have a long way to go.
So how do you think one can actually build self-esteem?
Like I said earlier, everything boils down to the first realization of self-acceptance. When you accept yourself, people can't use what you know about you against you. If I look into the mirror and I see myself as a dark-skinned person, rather, nobody comes around to call me, "See this black boy," and I get angry. Oh, do you need me to explain what it really means to be black to you? You know, things like that. Like I tell people, when you know yourself enough, abuses or appraisals don't get to you.
Okay.
Well, humility would make you feel like, oh, thank you. But when you know yourself well, I mean, nobody looks at me and say, "You are a boy," and I'm, "Oh, thank you very much, I appreciate it." Are you kidding me? I know that about myself. So the realization of the good truth about you actually leads to you building your self-esteem. I mean, you don't see yourself as being lesser than other people.
So self-esteem is more of the personal and intentional, like, I don't know, view about yourself.
Yes, positive view about yourself. That is more of it.
All right. Thank you for that. So lastly, what do you think are some good self-love habits? Like, how can you love yourself?
Okay. Now, when you say good self-love habit, that means the things that you continually do to grow in the journey of self-love.
Yes.
Okay. I think I would go back to my definition of self-love, which is first accepting yourself. But in this context, when we're not talking about the habit, I feel we don't just stop at accepting ourselves.
Okay.
Everybody have, there are good habits and there are bad habits. So if we now say self-love habits, people could actually, you know, twist it in different ways to which they seem it fit. Some people have some very, you know, I don't know how to really, unmoral or unreasonable habits that they practice and feel, I don't give a damn, and I don't know how to say those foul languages, you know, but people just feel they can do whatever it is they want to do, regardless of, you know, all in the context of wanting to say they love themselves is why they are doing that. But no, here I feel when we accept ourselves, when we recognize our faults and shortcomings, we should now have a mind of betterment. So that means when I accept that, I feel I am not too good at this area, I should have an intentional willingness to get better.
Okay.
So now, but it is not me now seeing myself as a failure.
Yeah.
It is me accepting myself, but with the desire to get better at it. I have a quote that I'm used to. Better is never ending. It comes after every best, if you permit it. So you can never be the best person in the world, but instead you have the mind of being the best person while working towards being the best person. So the first thing we should always remember to do in practicing self-love habits is accepting ourselves with the mind of betterment, And another thing that I would like to just share, the second thing I would like to share is being the best at whatever you do and whatever you are. So literally means when you love yourself enough, you can't cover light. You can't light something and put it under a bushel, put it under somewhere. The light will shine to the world. The best way to really make people see how much you've made out of yourself is, besides caring and, you know, other things that comes with, you know, you taking care of yourself and all that, is that part of being better, that part of wanting to be diligent at your work, that part of wanting to be the best at whatever you do. It oozes out that process that you are going through that is called self-love. Okay. It's people just feel, oh, this guy is just good at what he does. Why? Because whatever it is you would choose to do in the first place would definitely be things you love. That is actually also a process of self-love. So it is being the best at whatever you do and whatever you are. Do whatever you've chosen to do so well that the dead, the living, and the unborn wouldn't be able to do it better. I mean, I used to have this picture of, we still talk about Shakespeare. I wasn't born, my great 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 grandpa wasn't born when this guy was living, but no, you can't study English in the world, I mean, without sitting and studying Shakespeare as an entire course. For crying out loud, who is Shakespeare? But no, it is the fact that he had done what he did so well that people who had died before him, who died after him, now that the living, and I'm sure even the unborn, the people we are going to give birth to, will still definitely not be able to do it as good as he was. And then another thing is, we realizing that it is not the size that matters in, you know, winning or failing. That is where a poet said that if you can't be a pine on the top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub by the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be the star, for it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. So I'm not saying be the best at whatever you do and compulsively say you have to become Sunny Ade tomorrow. No, even in your little space, just let them know you love you and you love whatever it is you've laid your hands to do. And then last but not least, that I would just like to share also, is, which is actually very important, is being kind to yourself. I mean, give yourself the benefit of doubt sometimes. Don't be over strict on you. If loving other people is chastising them when they do bad things, which is actually a process of love too, chastising them when they do bad things, but also remembering that the chastisement should be the reason why you should even draw them closer. Make that same effect
on you.
Okay, I've made a mistake. Okay, I shouldn't do this again. That is chastisement, yeah?
Yeah.
But now even draw yourself closer to you. Some people are far from themselves. Very far from themselves. Mm. They don't see them. They just live life empty. Who are you? They just look at you like, oh, are you talking to me? They've gone. I mean, love yourself. Carry yourself with so much prestige. You are your best fan. You are, I don't even know. You are your best cheerleader. No one can do for you better what you can do for yourself. No one. The only person that can do it for you better is God. And then he now even decided to say, you know what? On this earth you are going, you know, my hands are not involved until you call me into it. So do for you what you feel you will feel fulfilled if you do for other people. Do for you too. Not necessarily meaning you are being selfish. No. It is meaning you are learning how to even do it for them better.
Yeah. Because you can only give what you have.
Definitely. So I feel with this I'm not... I'm not knowledgeable enough to really dish out stuff to people, but I used to feel really privileged when I'm called out to share the little that I've been able to actually put together, and I feel really honored coming on the show again. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much.
If you don't have any other questions.
Thank you so much. Like, thank you for all the points. I think what really stood out for me from the last question is being kind to yourself. Like, be kind to yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. When you make mistakes, you don't need to beat yourself up and all of those things. And okay, I don't know if you have final words for my listeners or
like they say, do unto others what you would want them to do unto you. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to tweak it a little, and I would say, do unto you what you would want, and you would even pray others do unto you. So do unto you too what you are praying. God, please let this person just come and carry me out, carry yourself out. God, please let this person just buy me a dress, buy you a dress. I mean, these little things go a long way in actually showing how much you care about you.
Wow, thank you so much. Okay, so can you briefly tell us about Bold and Dynamic Readers Initiative, like what you guys do and where we can find you online?
I guess our website should do better justice to that. And if anybody has a pen or can just put it down, it's www.bdrinitiative.com.ng. And on all social media handles, except for Twitter that has been banned now, on all social media handles, we are at BDR Today. BDR Today. And I would really love you to follow and drop your comments.
All right, guys, so you can check them up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Later when they are suspended.
And you'll see the wonderful work that the organization do. All right, thank you so much for coming on board.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We really appreciate it. All right, my listeners, thank you for listening, and I hope you have learned one or two things. Ensure to go put to action what you have learned. Have a beautiful week. Bye.